O Allah, on this day I ask you for what pleases you, and I seek refuge in you from what displeases you. And I ask you to grant me the opportunity to obey you and to not disobey you. O one who is generous with those who ask. A'udhu billahi minash shaitani rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. We continue on very fervently and very passionately in this blessed month of Ramadan, and we've now reached the 24th day of this beautiful blessed month. And our topic for today is gaining the pleasure of Allah. Now, one of the things that each and every believer must be striving for on a regular basis is to seek the pleasure of Allah. We try to keep away from His anger, from His wrath, from His punishment, and we try to gain His pleasure, to gain that level of paradise through fulfilling the obligations which we have upon us. We have a hadith from the Commander of the Faithful in which he has stated the following: there are three things for a servant which attract the pleasure of Allah: a plentitude of seeking forgiveness, humbleness, and giving a lot of charity. In this very short tradition, we are given three of the keys to how to earn the pleasure of Allah. The first and foremost is that of seeking forgiveness, asking Allah to forgive our sins, to forgive our shortcomings, our slips, anything that we have done which may not have been in line with the rule of Allah. We are also told to seek the pleasure of Allah in humbleness. Be a humble human being. Don't be proud. Don't be arrogant. Don't think that you know everything. Even if you do, act humble. Be humble. Stay in a state of humility and humbleness with all of creations. And lastly, but not least, is to give much in charity. Now, much doesn't mean that you take your bank balance and empty it into the mosque coffers. No, you give in charity, but you give in a level where you are not putting yourself in harm, but that we should be believers, we should be people who are continuously and frequently giving in charity. We should think about the others before we think about ourselves. We end this discussion on seeking the pleasure of Allah, as we've all been trying to do in this blessed month of Ramadan in one way or the other, with one more final tradition from our infallibles where we're told the following: a person who on the path towards the servitude to Allah puts one's physical body through difficulties has truly pleased Allah. This beautiful tradition can be appreciated when we look at the challenges that we go through in this blessed month of Ramadan. For those who have the ability to fast, you know what challenges your body goes through. You know that you have to wake up in the middle of the night to eat a bit of food to begin the fast. We know that we eat dinner, we break our fast very late at night in many countries around the world. We stand for prayer, we recite the Quran, we recite their supplications, we go through 30, 40, 50 degree heat in a state of fasting. All of this is a way that we hope are earning the pleasure of Allah. Not that Allah needs these acts of worship, not that Allah derives pleasure from us going through difficulties, no. Rather, we are becoming stronger individuals and believers through going through such difficulties, through putting our body through hardship. We just look at the world around us. You see people who are bodybuilders, who are athletes, and you see the pain and the struggle and the suffering their body goes through just so they can win an Olympic event, just so they can lift hundreds of kilograms of weight. They put their body through difficulties out of the love of what they do. As believers in this blessed month of Ramadan, let us be able to put our bodies through difficulties for our love, for our passion, for our devotion, for our commitment to Islam, to the religion of Muhammad and Ali Muhammad. May God's peace and blessings be upon all of them. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.